Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pushing back against reports that he had another Signal group chat on which he shared plans to attack the Houthis with his family. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. A Republican congressman from Nebraska is now joining Democrats and calling for Hegseth to be fired. But the White House still supporting Hegseth and basically calling all of this nonsense.
Well, that's right. Don Bacon of Nebraska is the first Republican in Congress to say that it's time for Pete Hegseth to go. There are dozens of Democrats who say the same, but the White House is standing by the president's choice. Yesterday, Hegseth made a beeline for the cameras on the south lawn of the White House, where they were stationed for the White House Easter egg roll, and he said that he and the president are on the same page all the way and that he's going to continue fighting. In just a short while, we expect that Hegseth will join the familiar surroundings of Fox and Friends, where he was once a weekend host, and he's expected to further defend himself from the latest accusations, which have surfaced in the press, that he engaged in this Signal chat with his wife, who was a former Fox News producer, his brother, who apparently works at the Pentagon, and his lawyer. Hegseth is describing that story as being taken from anonymous sources, which he says are disgruntled former employees. Now, this is interesting. In the last couple of weeks, three senior aides to Hegseth have been removed from their posts as part of what's been described as a leak investigation. But all three say they had nothing to do with leaks coming from the Pentagon. For example, stories that Elon Musk was going to be received for a briefing by the Joint Chiefs of Staff on China. And the defense secretary says that these anonymous sources are people who have left, even though they say they didn't do it. He says that he's going to push back against all these stories and stand strong. But I will tell you that this drumbeat is growing louder, and you have the former press secretary for the Pentagon, John Elliott, who worked for Hegseth, saying in a Politico op-ed over the weekend that the Defense Department is in disarray under Hegseth with the firing of these three top aides.
Let's talk economy, Stephen. The headline in the Wall Street Journal today, Dow headed for worst April since 1932 as investors send no confidence signal. Yesterday, we had a sell-off in response to President Trump's attacks on the head of the Federal Reserve. To hear President Trump say it's like Jay Powell is public enemy number one.
A man whom he appointed to lead the Federal Reserve in his first term. Trump has maligned the Fed chair for years and calls him now Mr. Too Late, a major loser. Too late, he says, to lower interest rates. So you saw yesterday's sell-off. You see the headlines today that the Dow is in for the worst April since the Great Depression. Not a good headline. Stock futures, as we speak now, are pointing to an open with stocks going up this morning. We'll see how it all plays out. But later today, in the Oval Office, the president is expected to swear in the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, that's timed at 4 p.m. right when the markets close. If he opens that event to the press, I'm sure the president will face questions about the state of the stock market. I'm sure the White House is hoping it's a positive day today.
Stephen, thank you. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on our line to Washington.